This house was built circa 1799 by a German merchant. It was bought in 1821 by John Fraser, a wealthy shipowner and cotton broker. Fraser and his partner George Trenholm had a fleet of 60 commercial ships. They would slip past the Union warships blocking the mouth of the Charleston Harbor, delivering goods for sale to Liverpool, England, and returning with ammunition and luxury goods. The overseas branch of the firm became the official banker of the Confederate government, and it is said that the company made nearly $9 million running the blockade. Continue north on East Bay Street to the old exchange building, which will be on your right.